We love our animals. We put them before most other things in life. We're dedicated to them. When I say we, I mean almost everyone who earns a buck out of racing that comes into touch with horses. And that's a lot of people. As an employer, the racing game is in the top five by numbers in this country. That is fact. Top five in this country. It's important to so many people, which is why we're all horrified on Thursday night watching the ABC report. But saying we love our horses isn't enough. Shifting the blame to rogue abattoirs isn't enough. Pointing the finger at other states isn't enough, although I can see why some finger pointing has been done. I felt Peter Vallandis needs to go to the Room of Mirrors, to be honest, and have a good hard look at himself, not others. It was always folly to go from 0 to 100 in 1 millisecond by outlawing the sending of racehorses to the Knackery in New South Wales. It was a showboat moment and said, we're doing more than you. All bluff and bluster and look at me and how bad a job is everyone else doing. Well, Pete, I reckon you need to double your efforts. Instead, you took on running a whole other sport. And the racing industry let him take on that job at the NRL as chairman. Just beyond belief. What any good organisation would do is inspect what they expect. If you expect no racehorses to go to the Knackery, inspect it. No point playing the wasn't us game after the fact, which was exactly what he did. The Racing New South Wales statement on Friday was a disgrace, I thought. Again, all chest beating and look at me and wasn't us and state versus state, these are our rules, not theirs. Our industry is under attack and you want to hurl hand grenades over the border. Really? That's what they wanted to do? For what it's worth, Victoria needs to have done more as well. There's been too little action given the talk. We've been told for the last decade that we need to take horse welfare and rehoming seriously. We being industry participants, breeders and owners. Well, I'm here to tell administrators to get their act together and quickly. Racing Victoria has an $80 million war chest that they need to creak open and spend some serious dollars getting this right. End the petty point scoring, quit your other jobs, and double your efforts to get a national traceability program in place like you've promised, and quickly. The story of the poor lady who tried so desperately to find and save war ends, only to watch on Thursday night that poor horse meet his fate in a dirty kill box, should be enough to make us all cry and administrators come together and work tirelessly in this sport only to make traceability a number one equine welfare priority. From there, we can make a difference. We can rehome appropriately and ensure that horse welfare is not something we speak about but act upon. Together as a nation who loves the thoroughbred. Then, and only then, can we stop as a nation in unison to watch a horse race and be truly proud of our sport.